Hello and welcome everybody to the Bachelorette Rehab podcast. I know this isn't the voice you're usually hearing right at the top of the show, but that's just something you're going to have to deal with today. My name is Haley Strong and Amy is away this week. She's busy having a life. I don't know what that's like, but I am here back once again with BFF of the podcast, Jordan Parhar. Jordan, it's been a while. How you been?
It's been a while, Haley. I am doing great. And what is this? You saying you don't have a life? You were off today doing things.
So I was eating a lot of food. That's going to be really terrible for my cholesterol. If you want to check out what I ate today at the Canadian National Exhibition or something, I'm not sure what it's called. Check out my Instagram at @hstrong_. You can see all the things I ate. It was delicious. Had a great time. But we're here now. We're going to talk about stuff. We're going to catch up with you, Jordan.
Yeah.
I have a bone to pick with you. I was really, Amy and I were really hoping that we would be the first like podcast back from your retirement. Like, I know it's not, you're not back from retirement. You're just like, you know, easing in and out. But no, you spoke to Taryn Armstrong on the Taryn Armstrong podcast. Is that what it's called? The Taryn Show?
Taryn Armstrong. Something with a bad name, hosted by Taryn Armstrong. Yes.
Yeah. So, you talked to him before you talked to us, and that's fine. Whatever, bros before hoes. But I just want to say, I don't know if I can give you my rose in paradise now.
I guess you're the Lacey to my Iggy. I'm too busy, too busy broing it out with the guys and, you know, missing out on the roses.
And I'm wearing really terrible eyeliner, so it all works out.
Yeah. Oh, poor Lacey. But, you know,
Poor Lacey.
You know what? It's in fairness to you guys reached out. And actually, when I thought, oh, what's the first podcast I'm going to do if I ever, you know, make a guest appearance back?
It's the only podcast I'm ever going to do again.
It's our podcast. Yes, it was your podcast because that's the only show I watch. But then Taryn said, hey, I have this new show where you can just talk about yourself for 2 hours. And I said, okay, well, I think I can do that. So, unfortunately, yeah, Amy actually did reach out to me during the Bachelorette season. I just didn't have time with school and stuff. And I said, hey, let's do BIP. And she said, yeah, sure thing. And then she couldn't make it today. So I'm really bummed that she's not here. But hey, at least we got the old gang back together, the 90 Day Fiance crew.
Which that podcast is coming eventually. I'm not promising you anytime when. I will watch it and we will podcast about it. Whether or not it's before the end of 2017, hard to tell you.
All right. Sounds good. I get excited, Haley. And for those of you listening, if you're not watching 90 Day Fiance, I highly, highly recommend you check it out this season of Before the 90 Days. The new cast, Haley, is quite crazy. It's very fun.
Aren't they all crazy?
No, this is I'm serious. This is like in terms of like just as a whole, usually there's one couple that, you know, that we've talked about that is, you know, normal and not absolutely insane. The crop they have this year of the new cast, this is the crazy, like collectively as a whole, I think it's the craziest one yet.
I can't wait. And now that I think I've emotionally given up on Big Brother for the season, that'll really give me some time to get into it.
All right. I'm excited for it. But let's jump into the BIP talk because I'm sure there's people who don't watch 90
Day. That's why we're talking about this show. That's why you're here. That's why I'm here. That's why all of us are here on this earth is to talk about Bachelor in Paradise. Once again, we have two episodes this week. Like I told you before we started recording, I find the first episode gets a little fuzzy in my brain, probably because I had a couple glasses of wine on the second night.
Was it canned wine or no?
It was not. No.
Okay.
It was not.
Good.
Canned wine. I had a bottle of rosé in my fridge that needed to be finished on up. It's not finished yet, but I'm getting there. You know, you got to have goals to work towards.
Of course.
So this gets a little fuzzy, but we're going to dive into this. We pick up Monday night with Adam coming into Paradise and he has to make a decision who he's going to take out on a date. God, what happens? So Raven is super not into Robbie because and not into Ben because, he's super hot, but maybe not the best speaker. So Adam asks her to go out on a date. So they do because during the hiatus in recording. They were all in Dallas or something, and I think they boned. I'm not totally sure.
Yeah, unconfirmed.
Unconfirmed boning, but I mean, probably.
Yeah, I can see it. Why not?
Raven's
right?
Hot.
It's a reality TV show cast. They're probably all banging each other. Let's be honest.
Yeah, and that comes up in the second episode, which we will get to in a bit. So yeah, that happens. They have a great time. They kiss a little, and that really cements Raven's rose for this week. What else happened in this episode? Like, honestly, we do get to a rose ceremony finally, but after 5 hours of watching this bullshit show is when we finally get to the first rose ceremony.
Yeah, it's I feel like, you know, it's getting worse and worse as the Bachelor franchise is progressing in terms of like how much time we have to wait for a rose ceremony. But I don't think we've ever gone 5 hours without a rose ceremony on any of
these shows. Lord, please let us never go 5 hours again without a rose ceremony, because your girl cannot deal with it.
No, it's too much. It really is. So, I mean, that happened. I guess like we were dealing with, the main theme is still, you know, Lacey is very emotional, which we kind of saw that progress into night two this week as well. Lots of her crying, stuff like that. Thing that I found interesting from this first night, a couple things. One, I thought it was great how Alex just kept getting clowned on by the edit, and he's like, you know, he still thinks he's got a chance with Amanda, and then an hour before the rose ceremony, she's just like, nah. Nah, it's not going to work.
The producers do not like this guy, do they?
No, they don't. They really don't. And you know what? In fairness to Alex, he's come off a lot better on BIP than he did.
It's not difficult to come off better than he did in The Bachelorette.
True.
But like, we're setting that bar extremely low. Like, I'm probably going to trip over it.
Oh, I mean, definitely. I mean, it's definitely short enough for him. I mean,
Oh my God.
Oh man. And you know, I'm not a tall guy myself. I mean, you've met me, Haley. I'm not the tallest man. I'm not the tallest dude there is, but you know, I think
hey, you're like taller than me.
Yeah. And I think I'd probably look like a giant next to Alex. I mean, this guy, it sounds like he's like 5'4". He's gotta be, he looks very small. I remember the cast photo on JoJo's season, and I think he was shorter than JoJo was, like in the picture.
Yeah, and she's so tiny. She's like 5'2".
Yeah,
and she might have been wearing heels that night, but
still, I mean, still. Even then, he's not a very tall guy. The thing that I found interesting was, you know, Robbie, who interesting outfit choices throughout both nights. But I found it interesting on this first night. Like he realizes, okay, he's not going to go with Raven. And then so he decides to move on to Amanda. But then he says something along the lines of, oh, like Amanda's like really attractive, but she was engaged to a buddy of mine. So like, I don't know, like if I want to go for that. Like, I were you surprised at that Robbie is like friends with Josh Murray? I didn't think that would be.
They're both humongous douchebags. So no, it does not surprise me at all.
True. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I mean, do douches roam together though? I feel like douchebags usually like kind of just do their own thing. And then they, you know, I don't think they have friends usually, but I guess for whatever reason, those two like attracted each other. Yeah. And then the other thing from the first night too, I wanted to ask you about is like, is Adam like some, did like something happen? Because from my perspective, when Adam went far on Rachel's season, I always was just thinking like, how is this guy still here? He's kind of weird. I mean, I don't understand what Rachel seasoned him, but whatever, like we'll go with it. But is he really that great of a guy? Cause like, it seemed like when he showed up, all the girls were talking about, oh my God, Adam, he's here. He's so great. I love him so much. Like, what did you think about that, Haley? Like, am I missing something?
Like, he must be a good guy, and he seems nice, and he seems funny. His face isn't for me. That's just personal taste, though. Right?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, he's like everyone wanted him, and it was like, what? Adam?
Yeah.
But that's, honestly, any of the guys, I could be like, really? This person? Really? This guy? Really?
I guess, yeah. So maybe it's because this is such a terrible, this is probably the worst Bachelor in Paradise cast of guys ever. So maybe that's why, is just because there's no guys. So Adam by default automatically becomes like super attractive.
Yeah.
Because I never would have, like, when I first heard, like, Adam's like, oh, yeah, I'm interested in Raven, I was like, oh, Raven. Raven's way out of Adam's league. Raven's going to say no. But, yeah, she went. Yeah, Ben Z just keeps talking about his dog. Like, yeah, there's nobody. Are there any good guys? Are there any at all?
Because
then there's the only Wells? I would have said, yeah, Wells, and he's not even available. But, like, the only other guy from the first night, before the first night really got, you know, into full swing was, I guess, Dean. I mean, Dean has a really good reputation. Everybody really likes Dean.
But now his stock is really falling, yeah, from what I've heard.
Right. So, like, what do you think of how Dean handled the whole D'Lo situation when she shows up and the whole Christina thing? Like, that just seemed really weird to me.
Dean. Like, Dean, we had so much hope for you.
High hopes. High hopes. He seemed like a good dude. Good looking.
And, like,
guy.
I don't doubt that he's, like, a good dude, but I don't know. Dean, what are you thinking, man? Like, he must really not care about, like, his perception or the audience's perception of him. Because I don't think he would have done this if he did. Because it looks bad. Like, you're abandoning the Russian orphan for some hottie with extensions. Wait, like, that doesn't look good.
Does Danielle have extensions? Does she? I can't tell. Maybe
I can only assume she has extensions.
Yeah, she probably does. Yeah, that's fair. It is, but it was interesting. Like, as soon as she showed up, like, all the guys instantly just, like, had their jaws to the floor, him included. And I don't blame them. Danielle is a beautiful girl. But Christina, I mean, Christina's awesome. I don't understand what the, you know, and even before that, like, before the rose ceremony, like, he went up to her and he's like, yeah, like, I don't know, like, what's going on? Like, I just, you know, like, I'm just not really sure, like, what's how I feel. So I don't know what the hell that all was. Like, maybe.
I think he got really cold feet. Like, I do think things were moving a little too fast for him. But here's my thing when people are like, this is moving too fast for me. Like, you had a hand in that. You could have made the choice to be like, you know what? I'm not going to come to your hometown state for a week and a half with you. We'll just G-chat.
Yeah, exactly. Like, why? Yeah. What's wrong with that? Simple solution. Just don't go to Chicago. I don't know. I feel like something must have happened. Maybe they had intercourse and it was awkward. I don't know. Like, but for whatever reason, he just is kind of backing away. The only other thing I could think of is during the hiatus, he was talking to Danielle and, like, near the end of it.
Ooh,
and
he found out she was coming.
And then she was like, yeah, I'm going to be on, like, the next, like, episode or so, or next, like, round of people. I'm coming in. And, you know, are you going? Okay, sounds good. And then he realized, oh, crap, I need to somehow back off of Christina because I'm more interested in Danielle because I'm not really thinking with my brain. I'm thinking with my other brain. Yeah,
his membrane.
Yes. So I don't know. That's the only thing I could really think of, Haley, because otherwise it just didn't really make any sense at all. Unless Dean is an idiot, which is also possible.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the reason why that this is happening. Truly.
And in fairness to him, he's very young. I mean, what? He's like 25. He's like our age. He's a kid.
Yeah, that's kind of horrifying to think about.
It is. It's like, whoa, like, we are, like, yeah, people like our age are going on this show.
Jordan, one day we're going to wake up and we're going to be like 10 years older than most of the Bachelorette contestants.
No. Oh, no. I don't want that day to ever come. I really don't. Hopefully when that day comes, I won't be watching this show thinking, oh, yeah, I can relate to these people. You know, like, I hope I can, you know, be in a relationship and moved on from all of this stuff. That's not a good thought to think about. One day, Haley.
Okay, so let's move on past that before I have a complete mental, emotional breakdown.
Yes, please do.
So can we get to the rose ceremony? Did anything else happen?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of went ahead of the rose ceremony a little bit. But yeah, I mean, I don't think anything else really major happened. I don't know. I think let's just, what happened? Rose ceremony. I mean, it was pretty straightforward, right?
Yeah, I think so. Okay, so couples, Taylor gave her rose to Derek.
Boring.
Oh God, what else happened? Lacey gave hers to Diggy. Raven gave hers to Adam. Mm-hmm. Amanda gave hers to Robbie. Alexis gave hers to Jack Stone. Danielle gave it to Benzy. I'm missing people, but I don't know who.
I think that's enough. I don't know. Is that everyone?
Yeah.
Christina gave hers to Dean. Yeah.
Right.
Alex, Vinny, Iggy, and Nick went home. Like, were you upset with any of those people leaving? Because I don't think I really care, to be honest.
I like Vinny.
Me too.
Gives me good material. But here's the thing. He was giving me nothing this season, and that's fine. It's whatever.
Also, do you follow...
Alex, boy, bye.
Yeah, he's terrible.
Fuck Iggy. Off. Oh. And Nick, who the fuck are you? Get away from me.
Poor Nick. I mean, the guy pours his heart out for Jasmine, and she's just like, nah, I'm not having any of it.
Oh, yeah, Jasmine and Matt.
Yeah, that was the other one. Isn't that such a weird match?
It's the weirdest match.
It doesn't make any sense. Matt is, like, a stable, quiet, reserved... seems like a nice man. Jasmine seems like she's nice too. She's just very high energy.
She's a lot. She's a big personality. And you know what? We might think that this match makes no sense, but maybe it makes the most sense because she is so much and he's so not a lot that they just like balance each other out.
Yeah, I guess that's a fair point. I mean, opposites attract, right? So I guess that's how it came to fruition. But yeah, when I first saw them together, I just thought, what the hell? That doesn't make any sense at all. But good for Jasmine, good for Matt. I'm liking that we're seeing more of Matt on BIP. I mean, I felt like he was non-existent on Rachel's season. So, and she like went on that huge monologue when he left, crying about how great he was. And I was just like, wait, what? Yeah. This is not the guy I saw on the show.
Who is he? Who are we talking about right now?
Exactly. Matt. Yeah. So, I'm glad we're getting some more airtime of him because I really did enjoy him.
Speaking of, did you enjoy Rachel's season? Like, did you watch it all?
Yeah. So I did watch Rachel's season. To be honest, like as like the semester got a little more intense, like there were a few episodes that I either like skipped over or I, didn't really fully like pay attention to. So to be honest, I really liked the beginning. I thought it was really good. And then the whole DeMario's girlfriend thing happened. And then I felt like it kind of like, went down after that. I mean, I also think part of the reason why was that there wasn't a lot of drama on the season, which is, normal, not usually is. I mean, especially after JoJo's season with the whole Chad situation, I don't think anything could ever really top all the drama that was happening there. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is that what really was frustrating for me to watch was that Rachel was so awesome. And I really loved Rachel, arguably, the most well-rounded bachelorette of all time. But it, just the guys just sucked, which I feel like is again such a theme we see on the show in the past few seasons, is there's no good guys. And I just felt like, I did not like Brian. I was with you guys. I really did not like Brian. Peter was just so weird with how he handled everything at the end. I kind of left that season liking Eric the most out of everybody.
So I feel like you had the exact same like season watching experience that we did. I agree. I agree with all your points, every single one of them.
And also, too, I thought Dean during the season was overrated. I got the hype. I understand why like people liked him. He's a good looking dude. He seemed nice enough. But I feel like Dean was in a situation where there were, and I think this is why we're seeing this kind of fall from grace from him, is that Dean, I don't think Dean was that amazing to begin with. I just think that there was nobody that was any good or nobody was worth a damn on Rachel's season. So Dean just seemed like this amazing guy when in reality, he was just being pushed up to be this awesome dude because there were racist people and terrible people on Rachel's season.
And he was like the only one who could see this experience for what it was, which was just kind of like a weird thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well then let's move on into the second episode. No, I don't know. This is where it kind of all blends together. So we see some new arrivals on the women front. We see Danielle L. Her last name is Lombard?
Yeah, that's what it is.
And we also see Sarah come in, and we see Dominique come in. Jordan, Do you remember these women?
So, Danielle, I knew because she was my pick to win Nick's season. I think she was the first pick I took in our draft that we did with Amy.
I think Dominique was my first pick.
I think she was, or she was very high for you.
Yeah.
So I remember Dominique. I didn't recognize her with like the braids. So like when I saw her,
she looked really different, but really different. Like really good.
Really good. Just really different.
She is so beautiful. I think she was probably one of the most beautiful women on Nick's season.
Oh, without question. I would totally agree with that. There were a lot. Nick's season was
a lot of really beautiful, awesome women. A lot of
really great women. Like just the difference. And I think that's the problem with this show is that the girls, the women are so good and they have been so good recently, but the guys are so bad. So when it comes to Bachelor in Paradise, when you bring these two together, the reason why we have your Danielle M's leaving is because there's just such a disparity in the quality of these two groups. The guys mm-hmm. are horrible and they just suck. There's very few quality men in there. Whereas with the women, every single one of them is outstanding. They're all bringing something to the table. And we saw that with these three women that came in. Danielle, regardless of what you think of them, Danielle, Sarah, and Dominique, they all bring something to the table, whether it is you're looking for, you know, just really hot, attractive women. They all are super
with
attractive.
Terrible taste in pants.
With, you know, yeah, questionable taste in pants, but personality-wise as well, these women also have a lot really going for them. I think Danielle... if you would have asked me like 2 years ago, who's my ideal woman, I would have said Danielle just because of strictly looks. But then if you listening to their conversation on the dates and stuff and like her laughing like every 2 seconds and laughing.
Yeah,
like,
she bores me a little bit.
Yeah, she's a little boring and just is, kind of meh for me. But like it, as a whole, a lot of these, all of these other women, like I think they all bring something to the table personality wise as well. So I just think that they're all really great. And the guys, they just suck. They just suck, Haley.
I completely agree. So in Danielle's date, she takes Dean. Christina is not impressed. But he talks to her about it and says, like, hey, is this okay? And she says, yeah, like, this is what you want. And then there's some fallout afterwards. Because then Dean comes and talks to her and is like, hey, like, I'm still into you. I don't want you to know that. And then like around the fire, he gives Danielle like a half birthday cake. And then that's kind of when Christina loses it.
Yeah.
And I feel that I have also lost it at things that seem inconsequential to other people. Like my middle name.
A half birthday cake, Haley, or no, not a half birthday cake. Was that involved?
I doubt it, because if there was food involved, I probably would have felt better about it. The issue with Danielle is at the end of the episode when she dropped the two pizzas, and it seemed kind of on purpose to me. Honestly, it seems a little on purpose where she's like, oh, I'm just carrying some pizzas. Oh my God, I dropped the pizzas. How Alexis didn't straight up stab her, I do not know, because I would have, and I wasn't born in Jersey.
That's true. Yeah, that was probably the biggest error on or that was the most egregious thing that Danielle did the whole episode. But yeah, the Dean thing, like I don't know like what he was thinking, like the half birthday thing like that. I mean, I understand Christina
like
being upset.
Cute. It's a cute move. I think that's like a cute thing to be like, oh, your half birthday, it's been this. And but to do it right in front of Christina?
Pull Danielle aside and maybe do it then, but like right in front of her, in front of everyone. I mean, that was crazy. My favorite thing about this was like I was watching the episode with my parents and my mom was like, wait, what? Like what's a half what? Like what is this? A half? What are they doing, Jordan? I don't know. And I was like, Mom, like it's a half birthday. It's like halfway to her birthday, so that's why
I buy myself a half birthday present every single year, because if I don't, then who will?
Amazing, right? But I told my mom that, and she was just appalled, and she was just like, oh, I hate millennials, like what is this? This is just the dumbest thing ever. And I was like, yeah, it is. I mean, it is a very millennial thing to do, like come up with an extra gift for you halfway through the year, even though it's not actually your birthday. I just found that entertaining, getting a Gen X perspective on the whole half birthday thing. But yeah, I don't know. It just seemed like a weak move there by Dean. I think he should have just done that more in private and not so public there.
Yeah, he wants to have his half birthday cake and eat it too. And I just don't think that's going to work for him.
No, it's not. And maybe the thing with Dean, like with him talking, going back and talking to Christina and talking to Danielle, is he's trying to be a nice guy. Like he's trying to like be like, oh, like, hey, yeah, Christina, like I still like you, but like, that's oh, totally like Danielle, true. I really like you. I think that's kind of what it is. And he doesn't understand that he's actually being a way bigger asshole by doing this. He should just be go
absolutely
up, right. He's just got to go up to Christina, man up and say, hey, I'm sorry. Like we had a great time, but I really like Danielle and I kind of want to pursue a relationship with her. And, you know, I totally understand if you hate me, but this is what's going on. And then that way he can just be happy with Danielle, give her the half birthday cake. He doesn't have to feel any guilt towards it. People aren't confused. And then Christina can be like, okay, well, this is crap. This sucks. But, you know, at least I'm available now and I can move on and try to find some other guy, which is not what she can do right now because she's in this weird limbo stage.
Yeah. So that's Christina, Dean, and Danielle. Sarah also came in, and she also had a tryst with Adam in Dallas. And so they go out on a date, even though people were trying to push her towards Ben Z, but they had a conversation that didn't go that great. Maybe Ben's just kind of dumb.
Okay, like, what? I'm so disappointed. I thought, okay, here we go. This is the Ben Z calling, like, coming out party. Haley and Amy have been on this since day one. He's going to shine. This is great. And then, yeah, he just really has sucked. Like, Sarah's talking to him and Adam to try to, like, get a, you know, read on them. And, like, the first thing Ben does is he talks about his dog. Like, I thought they were just, like, clowning him on the edit, trying to, like, you know, like, in the ITMs, trying to say, oh, okay, they're trying, you know, they're just making fun of him to always work in the dog joke or whatever. But this isn't like a confessional or anything. This is just him in person having a one-on-one conversation, and he just keeps talking about his dog. It's crazy.
Yeah, see, I think maybe he doesn't have the best social skills.
Yeah, maybe.
And so he literally doesn't know what else to talk about except his dog. And okay, fine, but you can't build your relationship off just that. We can try, but yeah. So Sarah goes out on a date with Adam. They have a good time. They make out a little bit. And so it's going to be interesting to see where Adam goes. If he goes with Sarah, he goes with Raven. What would you do if you were in Adam's shoes?
Oh, man. If I was in Adam's shoes, that's tough. I kind of feel like if I was in Adam's shoes, I think I would probably go for Sarah. Because Sarah, like, she had the power. She could have picked any single person that she wanted, and she went out of her way and said, Adam, I want to take you. They already had a good time. Raven mentioned they had been, like, cuddling at some point in Dallas, so they've kind of knew
air quotes cuddling.
Cuddling, right? Air quotes cuddling. So they kind of already had a little bit of a relationship built up there. It seemed like they got along really well, and I think the fear with Raven is that Adam had to ask Raven himself, and I think – you know, even Raven herself, she said in those, like, in those confessionals, she was saying, like, oh, like, I think I like Adam, but I kind of like Ben, so I don't know. And then she kind of just, like, settled on Adam. It didn't really feel like she was like, yes, like, I'm so into Adam. I'm head over heels for him. This is definitely the guy for me. It just seemed like she was like, okay, this is the best option for me, so I'll go for Adam. Also, I feel like Raven is somebody whom all of the guys are going to come in and they're going to say, oh my gosh, like, Raven's here. I want to ask her out, or I want to, like, you know, try to get to know her. So there's that little risk there. And with all of that considered, I think I would probably go with Sarah. And I just think I really like Sarah. Sarah's a teacher. I want to be a teacher.
She's a cool girl.
She's cool. Yeah. I really like Sarah a lot. I think she's a
really
cool
girl. I like her too.
Yeah, so I think that's where I would lean.
Yeah, and I would hate to see Raven go out at this point, but I really don't think she's going to.
No.
And then our final, well, before we get to our final RIV, Lacey takes Diggy out on a date after she asks three other people and they all tell her no.
Oh no.
Poor Lacey.
Yeah, poor Lacey.
Here's the thing. There must be something about Lacey that we're not seeing, because it doesn't seem like the girls are super into her, and it doesn't seem like the guys are into her at all.
No.
So what is it that we're not seeing, Jordan? What is it about Lacey that just, like, people aren't connecting with?
Yeah, so I think one of the things with Lacey is she didn't really, like, after Nick's season, just based on what I've seen on social media, where, you know, all of the girls for Nick's season, whenever they go to do events and stuff, it doesn't really seem like Lacey is invited or she goes. So I feel like coming into Paradise, she was kind of insecure about that. She didn't really know a lot of, you know, she wasn't super tight with her whole cast. So,
and she wasn't even on Nick's season for very long.
No, she wasn't. She was on it for very brief. So that's the other thing, is she was barely even on Nick's season. So I think she was like, she didn't really feel like she fit in super well. I think then, you know, there's a whole issue with her grandfather passing away, and then she, like, left early, and then she, you know, then she comes back. So I feel like she felt like maybe she was behind the eight ball a little bit in terms of getting to know the guys. So from my perspective, it seems like Lacey is just very insecure just in general about, like, everything. And that's, like, you know, we see that in her confessionals. She's crying all the time. She's super emotional. And I think, yeah, it's because there's nobody there that she can really, she feels like she can trust, or that she feels like she really connects with. And if you're trying to attract people, if you're super insecure, that's not really a good way to get people to be attracted to you, to be
right.
If
you can't be into yourself, then, like, how do you expect other people to be into you? And, like, that's a huge cliche and whatever, but it's not, like, untrue.
No, it's not. And I think, like, also too, as somebody who's been in a situation where there's, like, a reality TV community of, like, people from, like, these types of shows, I know that they're, like, from people I know, like, there are certain people who have struggled to connect with, like, the larger group of or cliques of within the whole community that I'm a part of, where these people have a hard time connecting when they are insecure like that, because they come in, they're insecure, and then people just, for whatever reason, they just don't really like to they just don't really want to surround themselves with those kinds of people. So I think that's kind of a play here as well. So the whole insecurity thing is what's really holding Lacey back, in my opinion. The guys kind of just see her as, like, somebody that they're just like, I don't really want to be with someone who's not very confident. And then the girls are just like, I don't really want to deal with this. And that just makes Lacey's whole situation even worse. It just makes her even more emotional. And it's just like a never ending, you know, cycle. And yeah, that's kind of how she's ended up in this situation.
Yeah, and she asked Diggy to go on a date, and they had a good time. They went with Jorge. They went horseback riding. I've stated on this podcast that horses are not my favorite animal. This is not a super romantic date for me. But
hold on, why don't you like horses?
I don't know, because they're too smart, and they're big, and they could murder me.
That's true. That's what the last part is what scares me.
I don't want to sound like a braggy person, but I was in Peru a couple years ago, and we went horseback riding and up a mountain to go see some ruins. And my horse was wild and tried to throw me off a bunch of times.
Oh, no.
So almost being thrown off a horse off a mountain.
Doesn't that
really
a lot.
Bond me to horses. I've just also never been a super big fan of them. Anyway, this wouldn't be my favorite date, but Diggy was there, and we all know how I feel about that.
Diggy's great. Love Diggy.
He's hot. He took off his glasses to make out. Interesting move. Jordan, as someone who wears glasses occasionally, do you ever take them off to make out?
It's funny. I've only been in a situation where I've made out with glasses on once, and that was a couple years ago, maybe a couple times over the course of several weeks, locked up in a house about 2 years ago.
You did that thing, didn't you?
Yes, of course.
I always forget you were, like, on television because you're my real life friend now.
Right. But anyway, Canadian television doesn't count, Haley. But yes, in that situation, because I've never really had, like, super long term relationships, so I've never found myself, making out with my glasses on a regular basis, because I normally just wear contacts. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yes, I did find it that taking off glasses is a lot easier because they just get in the way. So
interesting, especially if the other person has glasses, I assume.
Yes, then it's like super, it's a super sticky situation. But in Diggy's case, yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense. Also, they were right by the water. Who knows? Maybe there was, like, water on them and he couldn't see. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's just easier to take them off. So even though Diggy, I think he looks better with his funky glasses, He's got really great style, Diggy.
I don't know if I would recognize Diggy without his glasses, yeah, honestly.
He looked so much different.
I was like, who is that?
Yeah, I think he looks better with the glasses, but you know what? In this case, I co-signed the move. I think it makes sense. And when I was talking about idiots earlier, of course, Diggy does not count amongst those idiots. No. He's one of the few really good guys. But yeah, no, I think smart move by Diggy there. And also, too, I think, like, Lacey, I was hoping, you know, after this date, I thought, okay, this is great. Like, this is going well. You know, it seems like they're having a fun time. And I thought, okay, hopefully now Lacey sees that she can, you know, maybe find someone here. Maybe she will be a little more confident. Because Lacey, she's got stuff going on for her. She's really cute. She seems like she's, you know, somewhat fun. She's not boring.
Fun-ish.
Yeah, fun-ish. I don't see why she has any reason to feel insecure, and it seemed like this was going great, so it was just unfortunate.
I mean, I know a reason. It's maybe not why she should feel insecure, but as soon as Dominique comes in and steals Diggy away from her, and Diggy says, I was never really into Lacey that way, just as a friend, I felt bad. Yeah, I would feel pretty insecure after that.
I guess that's fair. I was mainly thinking like immediately after the date, but yeah, I guess immediately after the date, she was okay. It was just like right after when Dominique came in and stole her man. Quickly, before we move on to the Dominique thing though, Haley, I wanted to ask you, Jorge was on this date, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did they not say at the beginning of the season that Jorge was... like he was leaving Paradise because he was starting a business in America? Like, what is he doing?
No. It wasn't in America. It was just he was starting a business. And it's this business. He's like a tour guide now.
Oh, okay. See, I don't know. I just felt like, from my perspective, and we'll talk about this later. I just felt like I thought they kind of pushed Jorge out. That's what I think. My theory is they pushed him out. They wanted Wells in there. And this was just their excuse to say, oh, yes, Jorge started a quote unquote business, and okay, we can shoehorn him into the show, but yeah, we're never going to see or hear from Jorge again because we want Wells on the show.
Interesting theory there, Jordan.
Yeah, that's my take on it anyway. But anyway, you wanted to talk about Dominique.
Yeah, so her and Diggy go on a date and they also make out. Diggy, you sly dog, going on two dates in one day, making out with two ladies in one day.
He's doing good. He's doing well.
Boy.
Proud of him. Yeah, no, he's doing good. He's doing really well. What did you think of the whole situation where like Taylor really like pushed? She was like, yeah, Dominique, ask Diggy out. Like he wants to take you and all.
Here's
this
stuff. Here's my thing. Fuck Taylor. Okay. I'm trying my hardest to like her, but she makes it very difficult.
Yeah, it's I would agree. She makes it. I mean, again, I keep having to go back to this point. I saw it last night, like her age flashing on the screen. She's 23. She's a kid. So that makes a lot of sense. But still, it's like, yeah, like Taylor, you are like you're irrelevant at this point. You're happy with Derek. Just do your own thing. And it's cool to like have your, you know, your friends there. But like I was kind of agreeing with Lacey, like don't like if Dominique wants to ask Diggy on her own. Great. But don't just like just be like, yeah, take Diggy, you know.
Or
Lacey.
Also if Dominique was like, hey, who do you think I would be a good match with based on what you've known from these guys?
Exactly.
And for Taylor to be like, I think you and Diggy would get on really well. I also think this person would be a good option, instead of just being like, you are asking Diggy and that's it.
Yeah. It was just...
like, regardless of whether or not you're like, she's friends with Lacey. I don't know. I feel like you should be a little bit tactful in her feelings as somebody who's such like a proponent for emotional intelligence. It feels like that was not really an empathetic thing to do.
Yeah. I don't know I just don't know what Taylor's doing. I really I don't know. Maybe she's trying to get airtime, Haley. I really don't. I just don't get the logic there.
I don't know. And then, gosh, what else happened? Oh, right. So Danielle decides to leave. I was really sad. I love Danielle. Danielle M, not Danielle L. She's still sticking around.
Yes.
Danielle M realizes that, you know, none of these guys are for her. Kudos, Danielle.
Smart move. Good for her.
And she had an opportunity to go do some humanitarian work in Africa. So she wanted to go do that. Mad respect. You go, girl. Before that, though, she makes out with Wells.
Crazy.
What?
Crazy.
I mean, cool. Great. Yeah. Let's do this. But what?
Yeah, it just I mean, they really were pushing this whole Wells Danielle thing, especially, or not Dan, yeah, Wells Danielle thing in the previews and stuff, like, oh, like Chris Harrison's like, what is going to happen with Wells and Danielle? I don't know what where that came from. I guess because they knew each other before, but it was unclear to me. Did they know each other before they both got cast on the show? And then they both,
I think so.
Yeah, that's crazy. And then they both happened to get cast on the Bachelor franchise. So maybe like Wells referred Danielle to the show.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
I can see that happening.
Perhaps. But yeah, really, really interesting there. But they seem like a good match. I love Wells. I mean, you love Wells.
He's, yeah, I love Wells. Homeboy. I really like Danielle. They both live in Nashville, which is a huge thing for these Bachelor relationships.
Yeah, Nashville is really like the breeding ground of all the these contestants. Bed, it really is. But yeah, no, I ship it. I thought it was good. It was a really nice kiss, but it was just interesting. They made out and then that's it. She just left and now that's it. We're not going to really see the end of that, I don't think, right?
I guess not. You know what else we're never going to see the end of?
What?
The DeMario Corinne situation.
Oh, no. DeMario and Corinne.
So we get this like After Paradise episode live audience.
Yeah, what the hell was this? I mean, they were like,
oh, Jordan.
They marketed it as they were like, oh, and Chris Harris is like, yes, and in the second hour, we will speak to DeMario. But that's like the first like 10 minutes, there was like all the cast, and it was basically like a repeat of like what they said when they first came back to Mexico in that episode last week. And then, oh, let's bring out Evan and Carly and let's do an ultrasound. And oh, yes, let's be so happy. And now immediately after, let's jump to DeMario and sexual assault. That's a really great transition we can jump to. I didn't understand.
And we're talking to Corinne next week, apparently. Yeah, so that's like, going to be a thing.
Like what? And then that's pre-taped. So I don't understand why they didn't just do one episode this week where they said, okay, we're going to do DeMario for half an hour and get his side. We're going to talk to Corinne for half an hour and get her side. We're going to talk to the producer, that the third party that like called this out, and get their perspective on this whole thing. And then we will completely move on from this. And then next week we'll talk about happy stuff with Evan and Carly and the ultrasound of their baby.
I can't do this anymore. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Neither do I.
Let's not do it.
Let's not talk about it. It's just,
let's not do it.
You
guys have been listening to this. If you guys are listening to this podcast and you have been for a while, you know my thoughts, you know, they're complicated and you know that I'm not completely enthused with how any of this is being handled. What else do you want me to say? Like, what else do you want from me? Because I don't have anything else for you. I've got nothing else to say except that, like, why are we doing this? Why do we keep going back to it? Do I think DeMario and Corinne both deserve to have their story told? Absolutely. And I don't know. I truly don't know how to feel about any of this, what to say about it, what to think about it, what to do about it, nothing. And so, like, I'm sorry, I don't fucking feel like dealing with this, so we're gonna ignore it. And if you don't like that or respect that from me, I can't do it right now. I just can't do it. Maybe in 3 weeks, maybe at the end of the season, but like August 23rd, 2017, Haley can't fucking do it. Okay, so we'll just move on. Okay?
Yeah, we're moving on. There's not, again, like you said, you guys have already touched on most of it. This is more of the same. It's a awful situation for everybody involved, but you know, this is supposed to be a happy podcast. We're supposed to talk about nonsense.
Let me talk about some fucking nonsense.
Yeah, and we're gonna have fun. So yeah, we'll move past this. If you and Amy want to talk about it next week or in 10 weeks, then so be it. But for now, we'll move on.
For now, we'll move on. And we'll move right on in to a break from a commercial. And now we're back from our break with some Bachelor in Paradise questions from you guys. So I got a couple emails this week to the bachelorwrapup@gmail.com address. If you have some long form questions or want to send me gifts of corgis, do that, please, because I like those. So this one's from Kristen. She says, hey, hi, Amy and Haley. That means Jordan and Haley this week.
Yes.
My sister and I are watching BIP together for the first time and love listening to your podcast. Oh, thank you. Can we please talk about how Alex is IRL version of Lord Farquaad from Shrek? See attached picture. She is attached a picture. If you, I'm not
I've seen
this
it.
In the show notes. I'm lazy as fook. But just Google it. You have a Google machine. it's probably in your hand listening to this podcast. Serious question. How quickly is America turning on our beloved Deanie baby after Monday's episode? Christine is clearly too good for this train wreck show, and Dean is being a total douche canoe. Lastly, Raven is leaving BIP Engage, right? Keep up the great podcasting. Kristen B. Oh, thanks, Kristen. How quick is so America and Canada and, you know, whoever else watches the show loves to turn on heroes. And honestly, we've been talking about this a lot with the Big Brother season, not me personally, because I don't talk about the Big Brother season a lot because I just get yelled at when I do that.
That's why I stopped talking about Big Brother. Really. It's not worth it. Yes. It's a safe place.
What's the term? It's like, a hero only.
I was thinking of the same thing. It was, from Batman, right? It's like, you're only a hero if you live something like you only live long enough if you see yourself become the villain. I can't remember.
Something like that. Heroes are only villains become life words. Google it. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so I feel like that's what's happening with Dean. It's almost like he shouldn't have even come to Bachelor in Paradise. Luckily for Dean is he doesn't really care about this kind of stuff. He's been on the Ashley, I and Ben Higgins podcast quite a few times, and he comes off really well on there, in my opinion. I also just love that podcast. I keep whoring it out each and every week, but it's really that good. So that's
also
a thing.
Quick interruption, Haley. Sorry. Yeah. Yes, the quote is, and I should know this because I just watched The Dark Knight last week. It's from the Batman movie, The Dark Knight, and Harvey Dent says, "You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain." So that's there you go. And I think that's super accurate with Dean, because if he didn't come on this show, everyone would be like, "Oh, he died the hero. We're never going to see him on the show again, but he was a hero." But now he's been on the BIP or, you know, Bachelor franchise long enough to see himself become a villain. So there you go.
Yeah. So that's 100% what's happening here, and I think we see it every season. Can I think of an example? No, but I don't feel like thinking, so that's where I'm at.
Okay, we can think of someone. Haley, come on. Okay, Nick Viall, right? Like, he was maybe not a villain. He was maybe not a villain on Andy's season, but then he comes on Caitlin's, and then he's clearly, like, a huge villain. Josh Murray, another example, probably not really viewed as a villain on Andy's season, comes on BIP, huge villain. So, yeah, I think a lot of times we see these people. Jake Pavelka, I think that's probably the best example.
That's a big one, yeah.
The best example, right?
Ben, not Higgins.
Ben Flanick. Yes. Yeah. The other Ben, right? The Ben that sucks.
Juan Pablo is like the biggest example.
Juan Pablo. Yes. It's usually with the Bachelor, the person who becomes the Bachelor, right? This is maybe we should get someone to do like a study on this. Somebody who's above our pay grade. But I find that's usually when it happens. Even you could say Ben Higgins, like Ben Higgins was arguably like the most beloved person ever on The Bachelor, on The Bachelorette, then he becomes The Bachelor, and then people start to turn on him. Now, I still love Ben Higgins. He's still probably my favorite Bachelor ever, because I listened to that podcast, and he just seems like a really nice guy. But I think for a lot of people, yeah, they kind of were like, oh, well, he told JoJo, I love you, and then he dumped her after. So I think it's certainly a thing.
All right, let's move on to our next, I was going to say internet question, but they're all internet questions. Email question. This is from Andrea.
Somebody didn't send it in by Raven. They didn't send it in. No?
No smoke signals here. I really should set up a PO box. Andrea says, I think BIP would be more interesting and less annoying if the whole cast had to work at the resort or even just a nearby hotel, like a reality TV version of Saved by the Bell Malibu Sand season. Ooh. I'd much rather watch the cast whine about themselves while handing out towels and doing light housekeeping. What do you think? And would you vacation at this hypothetical resort if the BIP cast were employed there? Thanks. Love the podcast as always, Andrea. So this is very Jersey Shore and very real world early seasons, right?
Yes, it is. But I love the idea. I think it's great.
I think it is a good idea. And I think this could be a really big money maker for The Bachelor production.
Yes.
Because I think they could really sell the hotel experience because they have those like reality star cruises. Like they have Top Chef cruise. I think they could make it work with these BIP people. But here's the thing. Would they do it if they had to do actual work? I don't think so.
I think they would, Haley, because
like you think they would exchange TV time to for a shitty
yes,
job.
Yes, that? Yes, absolutely. Because okay. these people, all of them. I mean, look at it. Okay, look at Robbie. Okay, like he's going.
I don't want to. Thank you.
Okay, maybe a poor example.
Theoretically,
just stay with me for a sec. We don't actually have to look at him. Okay. We just have to talk about him for a sec. But he talks about how, you know, with on the date with Raven, all about how he's a social media influencer, and that's like his little Chiron on all the episodes. And Amanda, what's her job now? Social media influencer. All of these people, for the most part, are just obsessed with getting followers. They want to get, you know, recognition. They want to just be on TV, and that's why they go on this show to begin with. And in order, if they were told, okay, you can come on Bachelor in Paradise, but part of the catch is that you have to work at this hotel, and in order to get airtime and be on the show, I'm sure they would do it. And I think it would be interesting too, because you could kind of like the producers could kind of set people up to like work in like similar jobs or similar locations, like of the hotel, to create like, I don't know, sexual tension or something like that. I think it would be interesting. I think this is a great idea from Andrea, and I would love to watch it. And also too, some of them, like, could you imagine Corinne having to work, you know, hypothetically, if she didn't have to go home? I mean, that would be amazing TV. I would love that. I would love it.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah, give me a season, but I don't want it to be called Bachelor in Paradise. I want it to be called something else.
Yeah, I don't know. Bachelor in Paradise Hotel, perhaps?
Bachelor Hotel.
Bachelor Hotel. Staff. Bachelor Staff. Okay. We can work on the title.
Okay, and then I have another email here from Kathleen. It's a long one, so what we're going to do, Jordan, is each paragraph seems to have a question, so we're going to answer that question as we go.
Okay.
Does that work?
That works.
Hi, Amy and Haley and Jordan. Well, this has been a drama-filled week in Paradise, from Dean losing all chances of being the Bachelor to various love triangles that have sprouted up to the shit show that was The Extra Sit Down. You both have a lot to go over this week. There's too much stuff, so here are just a few things that popped out. First off, did you both cheer when Alex and Iggy got sent home at the first rose ceremony? Because I personally was super here for that development. Absolutely, Kathleen.
Yes, I
do not like either of them, so I cheered.
They both suck.
Also, can we agree that Dominique and Tiggy are the hottest couple of Grace our TV so far in VIP? Like, can they just be together five ever? I still don't know if I can handle that much attractiveness on my TV at once. Yeah, I'm here for that. Yeah, that they're probably like the hottest couple ever.
Yeah, I would have to co-sign that as well. I don't see anybody really topping them. I mean, especially since I think Dean's general attractiveness has gone down with his behavior recently. So yeah, give me Diggy and Dominique.
That actually fits into Kathleen's next paragraph. Since I am petty AF, I was pretty happy to see everyone changing their tune on Dean this week. He's been canceled for me since he liked and commented that Insta post that insulted Rachel. He'd been giving me fuckboy vibes since his elimination, and now that it's getting airtime on the show, I feel vindicated. Also, Christina and D'Lo are both too good for his fuckboy bullshit, and I hope they both dump him.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a harsh words for
like,
Dean.
Like, Kathleen has a little bit of stronger feelings about Dean than we do, but that's fine. I can totally see where she's coming from.
Yeah, here's my thing on Dean. I think what Kathleen said is correct, but I think that's also because he's 25. He's a child. He's a boy. He hasn't become a man yet. He doesn't know what he wants. And I think that's part of the problem is he hasn't matured. And he clearly has a lot of, you know, issues from, you know, growing up with his family and stuff like that. So that surely has had to have had some impact on his, you know, growth and maturation. So, yeah, I think she's right. But I also think there's a reason for it. And I also think that she's correct. I think Christina's going to move on because he's just being stupid, and I think Danielle is gonna realize, what am I doing? I'm arguably the most attractive, you know, physically person here. Why am I with this child? It just doesn't really make any sense. Although her personality is kind of lacking as well, so who knows, maybe she won't dump him, but I could definitely see her moving on to the next, you know, macho dude to come in there.
And then she says, am I alone in feeling like the way they approached the DeMario interview was kind of gross? Heck, I love Carly and Evan, but it seemed inappropriate to throw in a happy couple check-in on this interview. Also, why the hell do we need to hear from more cast members that aren't DeMario and Corinne? Raven got more insight than DeMario did. Yeah, we agree with you, I think.
Yeah, yep. Co-sign yep. all that. I mean,
yep.
Yeah.
Also, did you see all the shade being thrown on Twitter this week? I attached just some screenshots for your amusement because I'm extra loving drama that I'm no way involved in. Oh, I feel you. I'm so boring, but I love drama. Okay. So
I know that, Haley. I do know that about you now.
Okay. Ain't that the truth? Between the Alexis Nick beef to the rest of Bachelor Nation dragging Dean, Astrid, Olivia, and Evan throughout some of my fave drags. I was living, especially since Evan had to do an event with Dean the next day. Were you also here for it? Okay, so these are some of the tweets. So Evan said, Dean and open and honest are not words I'm correlating to each other. Ooh, burn. Okay, and then someone named Brett. I don't know who Brett is.
Maybe Brett's the lamp guy, yeah.
Brett S. Vergara, is that the same Brett?
That's lamp guy.
Okay, so he said, she lets her emotions get the best of her sometimes. Dean is canceled. Hashtag Bachelor in Paradise. And Olivia Creedy said, just love when men assume women are emotional when their feelings are completely valid. Ugh, isn't that the fucking truth, Olivia? Okay, and so Astrid tweeted. Was she on last season? Yeah, I think she was.
She was.
She said, guys like Dean are the reason we all ended up on The Bachelor in the first place.
Wow. Amazing. Wow.
Okay, hear this. And then Rachel replied, I'm dead. And Raven replied, okay. So I guess they agree.
Wow. That's crazy. But it's true. I mean, that's kind of like, I feel like that's kind of society these days. Like we, I don't know, like just Dean and like how this, that whole situation is playing out. Like in terms of me, like I, because I'm just so into school and other stuff right now, like I haven't dated in quite some time. But part of the reason why, like, I am not into it is because that's kind of like, it's kind of just how dating is these days, which is super annoying. Like, you don't know, like, if you go out with someone, you don't know if they're talking to someone else. And even if you do go out with them, you don't know, like, how they feel, because there's all these, you know, other opportunities that people have. And then also, I mean, our mutual friend Colin Stone put it well today when we have a group chat and we were talking about dating randomly. And he was saying how, you know, I don't even know what dating is in 2017. And that's true. Like, what even
it's
defines?
Because Colin refers to himself as a sexual libertarian. So, sorry, Colin doesn't listen to this. He doesn't care.
No, Colin won't listen. But
yeah, and I've got to say that I'm kind of glad I skipped the whole dating process. Like, I didn't get somewhat attractive until I was like 22, and then I was like home by myself for an entire year. And then, honestly, and then I went back to school, and on like the second day back to my school is when I met my boyfriend. Yeah. Together for years. So it's like I never had to do it.
You skipped the whole thing. It's like, oh,
I did.
You're so lucky.
And like, and honestly, when we were like courting or whatever, like I didn't, like, to me it was just like automatically kind of exclusive, just because the person I am and the guy he is, it was never like, oh, I'm Tindering the shit out of everyone. It's just kind of like, oh cool, we like each other, we want to hold hands, okay, well why don't we just, I don't know, be together? Like, that made sense, right?
Yeah, it's that's amazing, and kudos to you guys. That's awesome that you skipped all that. Because yeah,
I never dated in university. I didn't date in high school. I didn't even have like one of those like elementary school relationships where you're like, I'm 11 and I have a boyfriend. Like, I never did any of that.
Yeah, no,
it took me a long time to grow into my nose. Let me tell you.
I didn't do that either, Haley. Like, yeah, elementary, high school, no, nothing, and then early. You know, early university, yeah, I had a girlfriend for a bit, and then it just didn't work out. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I came back from reality TV, and then I started dating a bunch because I was like, okay, like, why not? And then, yeah, it just was super, just, I don't know what the right word is for it. I guess, like, dissatisfying? Like, it's not,
yeah.
I just didn't really feel like, I was just like, ah, like, this isn't what I kind of anticipated. It was just lots of, like, oh, maybe, sure, I don't know, really, nobody's really willing to, like, express how they feel.
Yeah.
And you know, I was guilty of it too. I've been guilty of it too myself. I've also been that on the other side of it. I've been Dean's position where mm-hmm. I've been like, oh yeah, like I'm talking to this person and I don't really know what to do. And it's just, yeah, I just didn't really like any of that. I didn't like it being like that myself, and I didn't like just dealing with that in general. So it's just like, all right, I'm gonna take a break. So that's where I'm at. So I don't know, hopefully I show up to school this semester, and on the second day, my long-term girlfriend is right there. But
listen,
if not, Haley,
if you sit beside somebody with a, like a watch that looks almost exactly like yours, except a different color, well then, it's a good sign.
That's how you and your
that's literally how, yeah, because we. Okay, so this is going to be a long-winded story that has nothing to do with anything,
okay.
But we're just going to go for it.
Yeah, let's go for it.
So I went to university and I graduated, and then I took a year off, and then I went to college. It was like a post-grad program. And I was like, oh, it's college. I can miss the first few days. And I went to go see Taylor Cotter in Boston. We went to a Blue Jays game. So I was like a week late to school. Like the first week had happened. And then the second week is when I went. The Monday was, or no, we only had school like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So I went Tuesday and I sat by myself and it was sad. And then Thursday, or Wednesday, maybe, I don't remember what day it was. Anyways, went in, there was only one seat left. I went and sat there. And then Ethan commented, he's like, oh, I like your watch. And I noticed that he had almost the exact same watch, except mine was black and his was red. And that's how we started that talking.
Wow.
That
there
was it.
Okay. So wear a watch.
Wear a watch.
Wait. Okay. Wait until like all the seats in the class are full and then sit down. Cause I gotta just leave it up to fate. And then go from there. Okay.
Yeah.
And then if that doesn't work, then I don't know.
Sorry.
That's okay.
That's the only relationship advice I can give to you.
Yeah, no, it's totally okay. Did you watch One Tree Hill, Haley?
I did not, no.
Oh, you did not. Sorry. Okay. I was going to use an example. I'm trying to think of another example I could use. Basically, I feel I've come to accept the fact that I will probably be like the really good uncle to like my nieces and nephews. I'll be the cool uncle. That's my goal. I'm shooting for that. Anything else is gravy. So that's what I'm shooting for. We'll see what happens and I'll keep you posted.
Good idea. Okay. So the last tweet, Nick Vile said, hey, Alexis, you still salty that you're a shark? #BIP. And she said, LML, good one, Nick. How long did it take you to come up with that one? I may be salty, but I see you're still stale.
Okay. Ooh. All right. There you go.
And then Kathleen ends with, finally, not BIP related, but still batch related. What are your thoughts on the Mike Place tweet? That shade of Peter, according to my friend that reads Reality Steve more regularly, apparently other execs still want him, but I'm wondering if this means we may get Eric or maybe a Wells batch season, since why else is he on BIP not dating unless they're building him up as batch cred? Who do you think is the front runner now?
Wow.
So Mike Fleiss tweeted something like, oh, we couldn't have somebody that can't commit to being as the bachelor. Or
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. He was like, why would we have a lead who couldn't decide whether they wanted to propose or not at the end or something along those lines? Yeah,
exactly.
Which makes sense. Like, why would you? I don't understand.
Yeah. You know, if that's what you want from the show, then I don't know. Pick Eric.
Yeah. No, I did see something that for Reality Steve said. I think he said, he tweeted, and I don't know spoilers. I just saw this tweet that came up. He said something along the lines of, because I saw the Fleiss tweet, so I wanted to get his take on it. He said that they wanted Peter. Peter rejected them and said no. So in response to that, Fleiss sent out that tweet saying like, yeah, we don't want you anyway. When in reality, yeah, they do want Peter. I do think it's a really interesting situation in terms of who the next Bachelor is going to be, because if Peter does not want to do it, or they don't want Peter, then that...
And Dean has said he doesn't really want to do it.
And Dean also, just after how he's being edited, could not really be the Bachelor, I don't think. I feel like he would handle it pretty poorly at this point. That kind of just leaves Eric. I feel like Eric's really the only person, unless, they go down the Wells path, which I think makes a ton of sense. And again, I think Jorge was pushed out. They wanted to push Wells on the show because they know the fans love Wells. And I think maybe they thought, okay, let's put Wells in here. We won't have him date anyone. We'll just have him, you know, provide analysis on love and dating, and just to have him learn a little bit on this season. We'll just have him in the background. We'll keep him safe. That way he won't be taken by some person if he's not allowed to date. And that way we can pump him up. The fans are going to be excited and we can use him as the Bachelor. So if I was a betting man, Haley, I would say right now, I think Wells will be the Bachelor for next year.
But like, here's my thing. I love Wells and I want more of him on my TV, but I don't want him to be villainized like all my other faves.
Yeah, I think that
I want him to die a hero.
Yeah, I agree. I also want Wells to die a hero. I love Wells. But you know what? Like, I think, I don't know. Hopefully he can do. I'm just going to hold out hope and hope that he does well with it. Because I don't really know. I feel like I mean, there's just been so much controversy with the show recently. If they bring in Eric, they're going to have to do the, you know, obviously the race thing is going to come up again. And I don't know if that's something they want to tackle with all of the craziness that has happened with the franchise recently. I think it should be Eric. I think Eric makes the most sense. He's a great guy. He went super far in the process. Everybody knows who he is. He handled everything at the end very, very well.
And he's willing to get engaged. If that's one of your stipulations for taking a lead.
Exactly. So I think Eric probably makes the most sense on paper, but I think because of them being scared about potential controversy or anything.
Oh, who cares?
I agree.
Pick a guy that we like. I don't care.
I'm with you. It's stupid. It sucks. But I think, again, the problem comes down to there just are not any good guys on this show. There aren't.
Maybe they need to stop casting absolute douche monglers. Yes. Like, I'm sick of that.
Yes, and that's the issue. They have to do better at casting. Get some good guys on this show. Stop being dumb with who you put on here. And hopefully, you know, then there will be better prospective bachelors. But until they do that, they're going to have to keep doing what they're doing in terms of recycling old contestants that were not from the most recent season of The Bachelorette. They're going to, you know, they did that with Nick Viall. And now I think they're going to do the same thing with Wells.
Well, I would be fine with it, but I'm worried about Wells, you know?
Yeah, I am too. The only thing I would like to see is I would like Danielle to show up as one of the contestants on Wells.
And that's another thing. Like, I would love if Danielle and Wells could just be happy together.
Yes, that would probably be the best scenario. I would agree with that.
Kathleen says that's it for me as of right now. Have the loveliest week. I look forward to hearing your breakdown of the week. Warm regards, Kat. Oh, thanks. So that's it for our email questions. Again, if you want to send one in, you can just send it to bachelorwrapup@gmail.com. Let's move on to the podcast page question. I post a thread each week on the Rob Has a Podcast Facebook page. So check that out. First one's from Casey West. When Braven said that she and Sarah spent the night with Adam in Dallas during the break, did she mean a threesome, or am I reading more into that than there is? Casey, they made it sound like a threesome.
They did. They did.
Kristen texted me and was like, do they mean what we think they mean? I'm like, probably.
No, I don't think so. Maybe. I just don't think that they would admit that on the show if they did. Like, I don't think they would want anybody to know. So
Why? They're on Bachelor Paradise. How much lower can you get?
Yeah, I guess that's fair. That's a good point, Haley. Yeah, okay.
Podcasting about it?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, right. That's probably or coming out of podcast retirement to podcast about it. I think that's the lowest of the low. I think I guess it's possible. I mean, it's Bachelor World, right? So, yeah, maybe. Maybe they did accidentally let it slip.
Nicole Chong says, Jordan Haley, if you were on Paradise, what would you want your intro to be? I would go with Kissing My Guns.
Okay. I like that.
What would yours strong. Be?
I don't know what mine would be. And by the way, I do like what they've done this season with the whole Amanda running for the pizza and Vinny beating up the lamp. I really did enjoy that. Mine would probably be something like super lame. Me drinking a beer. I don't know. Like nothing too crazy.
Or like I would like if you were wearing your glasses and then you took them off and like winked.
Yeah, maybe that's probably more fitting. I think that's probably what it would be. Something along those lines.
Cindy Bernier said, why would Lacey think after one afternoon this relationship would have been forever? Because the show is stupid, Cindy.
Yeah, ditto on that. I have nothing to add. It's a stupid show.
It is a stupid show. Yeah, here we are. Cassie Dietrich said, can you please talk about Danielle M's detachable sleeves in her exit dress? Is this a new trend? Are we all doomed? So I don't totally remember what her dress looked like, but I do believe it was a cold shoulder top. And those are in trend this season. They're not my personal taste, but I like them on other people. But I would get why you're not a fan of it. My mother is totally against them and tells me that I should not buy any of those things. So I'm not going to.
Yeah, I have nothing to add. I know nothing about men's fashion, let alone women's. So, yeah, I'll co-sign what you said, Haley.
Stephanie Sebo McEwen says, is Lacey the new Ashley I? Tears, tears, and more tears. I don't think so, because I feel like Ashley I had some redeeming qualities or had some sort of likability to her, and I just don't see it in Lacey. Sorry.
Oh, no. Poor Lacey. Lacey's nice, right? She's a nice girl.
She's nice, but I feel like Ashley's more interesting.
Yeah, Ashley's definitely way more interesting. I actually have really grown to like Ashley on the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Check that out if you're a BIP fan. But I would say, yeah, they're definitely different. Ashley I is, I never thought I'd say this, but I'll take Ashley I over Lacey.
Wow. Okay, so and then that's it for those questions. And then we have some from the Rob Has a Podcast patron group. If you want to join the patron group, I think you can just go on robhasawebsite.com and click the patron button and then pledge to give money.
Yeah, yeah. And then tweet Alex Kidwell. Just be like, yo, Alex, get me in the group. Alex Kidwell. Send all of your requests to him.
Can you also just tweet Alex Kidwell and tell him that you like me and Jordan and you have fun with us? Or just tweet him a picture of a corgi too. I don't know. I think he'd like that.
Yeah, I think he would like a picture of a corgi. I think he would.
Yeah, let's do that.
He likes dogs.
Let's make Alex's day. Anyway, so give the podcast money so then we can keep talking about absolute bullshit on the internet. How does that sound? Sounds great to me. Okay. I told you guys, I'm on the absolute verge of a complete and utter breakdown. So,
oh no, Haley's trip to the fair was not what I was expected to be. It's
I woke up early today, and it's been a long day. And I ate deep fried cheese curds; they were delicious. But okay, so these are from the patron group. Megan Elizabeth says, "Is Lacey the Ashley I of the season?" Wow, I really should have read these questions before reading them aloud on air, because we just answered that in the last question thread. Whatever. Christine Radis says, are you more jealous of Lacey or Dominique for kissing your boyfriend, Diggy? Well, I would have to say I'm more jealous of Dominique because Diggy actually has an interest in her and he doesn't really have one in Lacey. So I can't be jealous.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Solid
answer. Feel like Diggy has tweeted me more than he's probably tweeted Lacey.
Has Diggy tweeted you?
Has Diggy tweeted me? Yeah, we're friends-ish. He also follows me on Instagram and Snapchat. And the one day I posted a story of my meal at Red Lobster and he slid into my DMs and said, Red Lobster? So, yeah, we're friends. Sorry, Diggy, if you're listening. And you're like, Haley, can you not do that? Well, whatever. Diggy, we were talking about Red Lobster. It's fine. It's not a big deal. Christine also asks, who thus far has gotten the most redeeming Nick Vile BIP edit? And why is it Derek? Here's my thing. We didn't like Nick before BIP, and then we liked him. With Derek, we didn't know who he was. And now we kind of know who he is, but we're not.
Well,
totally sure.
He's the guy who cried. Remember? He cried.
No, I don't remember, Jordan. Of course I don't remember. I have better things to think about than stupid Derek.
Oh, Derek. Yeah, he's just, he's fine. I don't know why he was on the DeMario panel last night, but he was.
Why were any of them on the DeMario panel that aren't DeMario?
Great question.
Jordan, what are we doing here? What is any of this?
Yeah, fair point.
Ron Chan asks, what are your thoughts on Vermont being chosen as the host location for the Bachelor Winter Games? I did not know this, so thank you for breaking the news there, Ron Chan. How do I feel about it? Did you know that Montpellier, Vermont is the only U.S. capital without a McDonald's?
I did not know that. That's insanity.
I'm not sure if that is a current fact, but that is one that I learned. So any residents of Montpellier, can you let me know if you guys still don't have McDonald's or not?
That's un-American, Haley. Un-American that they don't have McDonald's there. It really is.
Okay, well, Vermont touches Quebec, so they're basically Canada anyway.
Yeah, pretty much.
So any of the ones that touch us, you're ours, and you know you want to be, so. Vermont, actually, that is the only state in the Northeastern Passage that I have not been to. Why? I don't know. I guess it's just not on a Google Maps direct route from Niagara to Nova Scotia, but, you know, maybe I'll go there someday.
Perhaps.
Would I have chosen Vermont? I don't know. I probably would have chosen Colorado, but that seems the obvious choice. Or we could have done any of the past what's it called? Olympic cities. Salt Lake, looking at you. Lake Placid, looking at you.
Yeah.
What's Lake Placid doing these days? Nothing. They've been hosted a bunch of slutty teens.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the...
I don't mean to slut shame these people. They can do whatever they want, whatever they want, as long as it's consensual.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I don't know. Vermont is... I guess it was cheap to record.
Did they get a tax break? Like, probably.
Maybe. It's cold there in the winter, so I guess
that's why. It's cold in a lot of places in the winter.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a fun
Montana?
Choice. Montana would have been fun. Montana is fun. Have you been to Montana, Haley?
I have not.
I've been to
Idaho, though.
Idaho is good. I've been to Idaho, too, but I've been to Montana a couple times. Montana is great. I'm a big fan of Montana.
I keep telling Alice and Paul Asselson that I'm gonna like come to their house for Thanksgiving one year.
Do it. Yeah, let's do it together.
I'm dying to go to Montana.
Yeah, let's just show up. We'll go. We'll do it. I love the Asselsons. They're great.
They're my favorite.
They are so great.
And then Will Simon asks, what are the odds that Will is being set up as the next Bachelor? Well, if you're Jordan, you think the odds are good.
Yeah, if you were to ask me, yeah, I'd say at this point I'm going 85%.
Oh, interesting. I'm not a betting lady because I'm risk averse, but that's fine. And then last question from Randy Newpel. Is this the diggy we were promised? The diggy we deserved? Yeah, we deserve to have more than 3 seconds of screen time from Diggy. And here's the thing. He's not disappointed. No. And he has not become the villain. He's not the hero that has become the villain. He's just becoming more hero.
As we're seeing him. Yes. No, Diggy is great. He's awesome. I'm glad he's finally getting some airtime, and hopefully, now that him and Dominique have this connection, hopefully he sticks around for the duration, because that would be awesome. I want Diggy on my TV screen.
Let's see your proposal!
Woo!
Woo! Diggy! Anyway, so that's all the questions I...
The thing I want to point out with Diggy, I think part of the reason why we love him so much, and same with Wells, it's these guys that are older, that are more mature, that have their, you know, have their stuff figured out. I think that's kind of the reason why Diggy is so great. It's because he's not a kid. He knows what he's 31. He knows what's up. Same with Wells. He's in his third. Like, I don't know what. Like,
yeah,
Wells,
that's
like
true. That's right? A great point.
Whereas Dean's 25. He's still learning. He doesn't know what's going on. So I think that's kind of why Diggy's awesome. Don't get me wrong, but I think, you know, that's part of the reason why is he's mature. He's a smart man, that Diggy Moreland.
And then this week, my friend Doug was able to send in his hot takes because. Since we recorded it on Wednesday instead of Tuesday, Doug's mom has been watching America's Got Talent on Tuesday, so he doesn't get the TV.
Okay.
So Doug texted me, is Ben Z actually dumb as shit? I'm pretty sure his dog could produce a more interesting conversation than he can. Yeah. That's probably true.
He's not too bright, Haley. He really isn't. He's not smart.
No one has effed over their brand faster than Dean just has. That guy needs a PR person. I would be happy to act as that person and hopefully get Christina's number in the process.
Yeah, good on. Yeah, I think anybody. Dean needs something because whatever he's doing is not working. It's not.
It's not working right now, no. And then he says, why did I not get my degree in TV show bartending? That career is the shit. Yeah, Wells has the best job.
Oh,
right?
I have that exactly in my notes, Haley. Wells has the best job, without a doubt. It's an amazing gig.
It's all the fun without the pressure.
Yes, and no drama. He just gets to be the laid-back, fun guy. He doesn't become the villain. He remains the hero. It's great.
And then finally, he says, who has a higher IQ, Ben Z, Danielle L, or my friends Pet Bird? Doug, why are you friends with someone with a pet bird? Pet birds are creepy.
And they talk too much. They're annoying. I'm not a fan of pet birds either. Sorry birds for the creepy. Bird owners out there, but yeah, I'm not a bird guy myself.
Sorry to the bird owners, the horse lovers, people from Vermont.
I'll take.
Who else did I offend here?
I think that was about it, right? Nobody else. Oh, people who wanted to hear about DeMario. They're probably okay.
Anyone who doesn't like my swearing, who doesn't like when I say or when I say like.
Those people are stupid, and I'm not apologizing for that. But I will say,
because I'm desperate for people to like me. So
I don't care at this point. You can hate me all you want. I'm happy. I'm happy.
Yeah, because this isn't your podcast. No. This is my podcast. I want people to like me.
Fair point. To answer Doug's question, Danielle has the highest IQ. She owns a business. She owns a nail salon. There by default, she is the smartest.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I will give you that. Well, folks, that's all of the questions I have and all of the duck takes I have. So thank you for joining us once again and listening to the podcast. Next week, Amy will probably be back, and she does a much better job at hosting than I do because I'm not good at this thing.
You did great, Haley. You did awesome.
I did mediocre. Listen, you did great. I'll give myself a B-.
People, tweet Haley and let her know how good of a job she did. She did awesome today. It was also great.
Tweet Jordan Perhar telling him that he should come on our podcast more often because we have a great time. And I know you retired, but here's the thing. You don't retire from Amy and Haley. We just don't let you, and you're not going to.
No,
sorry.
No, it's okay. I would love to do your podcast, and whenever, anytime you guys want me on, I love doing this podcast. Even back when I had my own podcast, is this bad to admit? I had the most fun on your guys' podcast.
No, that's not bad to admit because we actually have fun here and people don't yell at you as much.
Exactly. It's just a fun place to be. I love.
Can you imagine how much you'd be getting yelled at if you were talking about Big Brother this season?
Oh. I have so many yelling. I haven't been watching Big Brother this season, Haley, but I've just from the little I've seen on Twitter and elsewhere, I've avoided it for the most part pretty well.
I did 1 half-hour spot on Big Brother this season in one of the updates, and boy, some people did not like me.
Yeah, people, it's just, Big Brother fans are the craziest. They're just terrible.
I love the comfort of my Bachelor in Paradise seat where no one hates me.
Yeah.
Well, people do hate me, but they just don't listen if they hate me.
Which is, and you know what? If people don't like the podcast, that's exactly what it should be like. People should not listen if they don't want to hear your takes and if they don't love you. But for whatever reason, with Big Brother podcast, people, even if they hate you for 2 years, they still listen to every single one and tell you, "I hate you so much and you suck." It's not fun. It's not the most fun. But
you know what was fun?
This
episode of the podcast. I had a great time.
Yeah,
I
had a blast, Haley. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. And yeah, hopefully we can talk BIP or Bachelor Wells or whatever soon, and hopefully
and 90 Day Fiance. We'll talk about it.
Yes, eventually we'll get to it. But yeah, Haley, please watch it. I promise.
I'm always behind on things.
That's okay. There's only been two episodes of the new cast. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought we were like
at the end of the season. Yeah, so it's the end of the season for the after the 90 days, which is basically 90 Day Fiancé All-Stars. That's what they're doing right now with Muhammad and Danielle and all these other people are back. And George and Anfisa, your good friend George, you remember him. Okay. So they're doing
The first half hour of the podcast will be you just telling me what happened there.
Okay.
And then the rest will, I promise I'll watch.
Yeah. Watch the newbies. Cause yeah, there's crazy. There's this guy from Kentucky. He's 35.
Say no more. Those people are insane.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I don't want to offend the Kentucky people.
Neither do I. But no, he's just like so out to lunch, and he travels not to Token Sheens, but like, Token Sheen's like sister Tona Teens, I don't know what it's called, but like in the middle of like no, he goes in like the middle of the Amazon. He has to ride down this river, and he's to meet his fiance that he's never seen before, and she's like 20 years old, and he cannot speak Portuguese and she cannot speak English, yet somehow, Haley, they are going to get engaged.
That makes complete and utter sense to me as a human person.
Exactly. So definitely, that's my hook for you getting in the season.
I will. I promise I will.
It's very good.
And Jordan, where can people find you on the internet?
If you want to follow me on the internet, I don't really post too much on anything anymore. But if you do want to follow me, just my name. So Jordan, as in Michael Jordan. Although that's probably a weaker, I shouldn't do that. It's like comparing myself to Michael Jordan. Just Jordan, Jordan, and then Parhar, Parhar. That is me on every social media you can think of, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever. But again, don't get your hopes up because I don't really post too much. The odd Bachelor in Paradise tweet will be out there though.
Mm-hmm. And as always, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at hstrong_. If you want to check out the food I ate today, that's all there. I'm going to post a cute picture of me and Ethan tomorrow, probably. So keep your eye out for that. Not that you give a care, but that's fine. You can find me there on Snapchat, hstrong28. If you want to send me pictures of your snacks, have at her. If you want to send me postcards, I don't have a P.O. box, so just take a picture of them and send that to me that way. If you want to talk to me about things, you know where to find me. Just please don't actually stalk me, because I'm delicate. And that, my friends, is all. I will see you next week. Actually, I won't see you next week, but you'll hear me next week.
Wait, how
does that sound?
That sounds good. But Haley, do we have a hashtag? That's what we are. We not doing hashtag?
Do we have a hashtag? I don't know. What do you think?
Heroes and villains.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yes, BIP heroes and villains.
Okay, there we go.
No, BIP. Yeah, that works. All right, use that, and we will look at your tweets and send me pictures of corgis. All right, bye.
Peace out.